ella es calladita, pero para eso es atrevida.
That's Calladita by Bad Bunny, featuring Tiny the producer. It's been streamed more than a billion times on Spotify, but that's nothing for the bunny. This Puerto Rican superstar is single-handedly dominating the music industry, at least as measured by streams. Listen to this. Bloomberg found Bad Bunny's songs appeared in the Spotify Top 100 more times recently than those of Harry Styles, Olivia Rodrigo, Drake, and Kendrick Lamar combined. What is it about Bad Bunny? Writer Karina Del Valle-Shorsky has followed this reggaeton rocket ship for years. He's just 28. We'll link you to her profile of him for the New York Times at hereandnow.org. Karina, welcome.
Hi, a pleasure to be here, Robin. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, so much fun. And, you know, Bad Bunny, by the way, his real name, born name?
Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
There you go. And you are one of the few I've seen call him Benito. You spent a lot of time with him. Obviously a sensation, but I'm bumping into people, even young people, who've also never heard of him. So describe him.
Well, Bad Bunny is a Puerto Rican musician who works across genres, who's really galvanized the entire island of Puerto Rico during a time of tremendous political crisis. And he's been a leader in the kind of genre-defying, gender-fluid music-making and culture-making that seems to really resonate, especially with Gen Z listeners.
Right. You say nothing remarkable about how he grew up in Puerto Rico, a stable, lower-middle-class family, observing Catholics. His dad drove trucks. His mom taught English. He had two brothers. They talked at home about the light bill. And then hear this superstardom. And you're right, it's his voice that keeps his company at close range. Even your mother, who has zero tolerance for Bad Bunny's explicit lyrics, it can be kind of nasty, lots of twerking in the videos. But there's something special in his tone. So let's listen to a little bit of music. And now this is from his 2020 album, YHLQMDLG. That's an acronym for the Spanish.
Yo hago lo que me da la gana.
There you go.
I do whatever I want.
It opens with this very sweet first track, Si Veo a Tu Mama. Si Veo a Tu Mama, if I see your mother. What are you hearing there?
I hear a kind of electronic version of The Girl from Ipanema. And I hear more than anything, Bad Bunny is actually from a small town in Puerto Rico where my great aunt also lives, called Vega Baja. That's only 40 minutes from the capital, but it really is kind of country, what we'd call campo in Puerto Rico. And it has a small town feel. It has the feel of, you know, you can't be anonymous. You might run into the mother of your ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So there's some of the sweetness of island life in that song, as well as kind of a clever ear for Latin American songs that go beyond the Caribbean.
Well, that was, as you said, 2020. His latest album, Un Verano Sin Ti, A Summer Without You, is kind of an evolution. Here's a little from the title track.
No sé qué pasó, otro amor que de repente fracasó. En mi cuarto está lloviendo y afuera está el sol. Ay, ay, dime qué pasó, si fui quien falló. Sorry por ser yo.
I want to talk about Bad Bunny and language. He sings largely in Spanish. He talks quite a bit about why he does that. You write he describes it as cracking the gringo market. Talk about the importance of this, not just about how he wields Spanish, but Puerto Rican Spanish.
Puerto Rican and Caribbean Spanish in general is often really maligned as, you know, barely Spanish, so that it incorporates too much English, that the accents are too playful. And that's also a form of kind of anti-Black attitudes towards Spanish that doesn't conform to a, you know, European model. Mm. But Bad Bunny really embraces the playfulness and flexibility and Black diasporic conversations that Puerto Rican Spanish carries. And he's always punning and appropriating English and, now kind of specific Puerto Ricanisms have been copied across all kinds of Latin urban music, whether it's Rosalía or J Balvin or an Argentine rapper or whoever it may be. But I think despite his global success, he is always looking to remind his audience where his music is rooted. It's really interesting to me that you quoted that line I had in the article where Bad Bunny told me that, you know, he came from a regular family that talked about the light bill, because one of my favorite songs from the new album is a kind of Puerto Rican political anthem called El Apagón, which means the blackout. Back when I did that article, the Puerto Rican electrical grid had not yet been privatized by a corporation called LUMA, which assumed control of the Puerto Rican electrical grid about a year ago. And since then, it's just been a chaos of blackouts amid rising prices. So Puerto Ricans are paying more for less reliable electricity. And in fact, in the concert that he transmitted globally on Telemundo last week, he even went so far as to criticize LUMA on that massive platform.
Well, in fact, yes, after he sang El Apagón, the blackout, he did speak to the crowd. Let's listen.
El país es de nosotros. El país es de nosotros. Y nosotros somos los que tenemos el control. Nosotros somos los que tenemos que tomar el control.
Karina, what is he saying?
He says, this country belongs to us, and we're the ones who have to take control. And he says he believes in this generation, and he wants to live here with you, with us, forever. And when he says that, he's picking up on sometimes this generation in Puerto Rico refers to itself as Generation Yo No Me Dejo, which means I'm not leaving. And that's a kind of protest against the vision of Puerto Rico without Puerto Ricans that it sometimes seems like the government is pursuing with something like Law 22, which attracts, you know, American residents to Puerto Rico by providing tax exemptions on all passive income. And he's also echoing the lyrics at the end of El Apagón, where he has his girlfriend, Gabriela Berlingeri, saying, yo no me quiero ir de aquí, I don't want to leave here, que se vayan ellos. They should be the ones to leave. Mm. I've heard this album out, and especially this song out, a few times since it came out, and there is something really beautiful and empowering about finding all the Puerto Ricans on the dance floor. Kind of you automatically find each other when the song ends and everybody says, que se vayan ellos, que se vayan ellos. Mm. So even in diaspora, it's meaningful.
Yeah. And his girlfriend is beautiful. In another video, she's angelic and she floats in like an angel into another video.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm just so struck because Puerto Rico is a small island. Every Puerto Rican in the world couldn't fuel this huge success. You know, there's so much else it seems like it's going on. And we spoke about the language. And, you know, you quote Christopher Columbus noting how the island people he would later slaughter had the sweetest talk in the world, and how Caribbean languages broadly have, you know, been held in contempt. But there's something, I think, I mean, I'm listening to him and I don't have, you know, I don't know what he's saying, but there's something musical about it. I mean, can you put your finger on why else he's resonating, you know, even outside of the Puerto Rican audience?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I would say that this is not the first time that Puerto Rico's played a major role in music that has gone completely global. But I also think that even if you don't understand exactly what he's saying, of course, there's the musicality that you mentioned, but there's also this palpable pride and a palpable playfulness and like self-ownership over his creative freedom that is contagious. And one of the things that was really beautiful about the concert last week, not to keep circling back there, is that he had three of Puerto Rico's most talented up-and-coming queer artists come share the stage with him, and he basically acted as the hype man for them, you know, singing backup to their songs. And that was really beautiful. And I think that kind of posture of inclusivity that at the same time makes no gesture towards assimilation is charismatic and inspiring to people around the world.
Yeah. That's Karina Del Valle Shorsky talking about Bad Bunny, the Puerto Rican musician who's just taken the global music industry by storm. Karina, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Que se vayan ellos.